Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of anger, resentment, or hurt? You know that feeling when someone wrongs you, and instead of letting it go, it just festers in your mind, making you bitter and unhappy? Well, let me tell you, my friend, holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's not doing them any harm, it's only hurting you. That's why today we're diving deep into the powerful practice of forgiveness, learning how to let go of those heavy burdens and reclaim your peace of mind. Because life's too short to be weighed down by the past. See, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or saying it was okay. It's about freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment. It's about recognizing that holding onto those feelings only keeps you stuck in a cycle of pain. Imagine this. You've been wronged by someone, and you hold on to that grudge for years. Every time you think about it, you feel that same pang of anger, that sting of hurt. That's energy you could be using to move forward, to grow, to build something positive. So how do we actually practice forgiveness? It starts with understanding. Try to see things from the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with their actions. Maybe they were hurting themselves, maybe they made a mistake out of ignorance. Empathy doesn't mean excusing bad behavior, it means trying to understand the human behind the action. Next comes acceptance. Accept that what happened happened. You can't change the past, but you can choose how you react to it. Resisting reality just prolongs the pain. Acknowledge the hurt, feel it, and then let it go. It's like releasing a balloon. Once you let go, you can finally breathe freely again. Remember, forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. There will be ups and downs, days when it feels easier than others. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate your progress. Think about the time when someone apologized sincerely for hurting you. How did you feel? Maybe there was relief, maybe even forgiveness bloomed in your heart. That's the power of true apology, the potential to break down those walls of resentment. But remember, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing not to let the past control your present and future. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, someone I know who used to carry around this huge grudge against her ex-boyfriend. For years, she held onto all the pain and anger, letting it fester like a wound that wouldn't heal. She was always looking back, replaying the hurt, constantly bringing herself down. But then, something shifted. She realized that holding onto that grudge was only harming her. So, she started practicing forgiveness. It wasn't easy, there were days when anger flared up again. But Sarah kept pushing forward, focusing on her own growth and happiness. Eventually, the weight of the grudge lifted. She could finally see things from his perspective, understand his flaws, and even feel a sense of compassion for him. And guess what? By letting go of that resentment, Sarah freed herself up to embrace new possibilities. She started dating again, feeling lighter and happier than she had in years. She realized that forgiveness wasn't about condoning his actions, it was about choosing to move on with her life, free from the shackles of the past. So remember, you have the power to choose how you react to difficult situations. You can choose anger and resentment, or you can choose forgiveness and freedom. It's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, practice compassion, and never underestimate the transformative power of letting go. Forgiveness isn't just about freeing yourself from the past, it's about opening your heart to new possibilities. It's about creating space for love, joy, and connection in your life. So today, take a step towards forgiveness. Start by acknowledging the hurt, then consciously choose to release those negative emotions. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, the peace you find on the other side is worth every effort. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your thoughts on forgiveness? Have you ever struggled with letting go of a grudge? Share your stories and insights in the comments below. And remember, if this podcast resonated with you, share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the power of forgiveness together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.